where you could call to get it or get more information on it, why, I'd appreciate your calling back and giving us the phone number again. Okay, now that we have those two things taken care of, you can call us, 252-5615. It's a Thursday morning, and I remind you now, and I will before the program is over, that tomorrow, for us here at Cook Radio, is a holiday. I think with most of the nation, it will probably be a holiday. So there will be no viewpoint. We will return on Monday at 10 on Cook Radio. Give us a call at 252-5615. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, I'd like to express my view of the deal on everybody wants to remove the Nixon from office, but I don't think that's right. I think Nixon should have anybody that wants to take Nixon's place should go ahead and try, because he doesn't have much to work with.
You mean they want to impeach him? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they want to impeach him. I'd like to see them try to get be in his place and see them take his place in office and see what they have to work with.
Yeah, it's like so many other things, I guess, in life. You see somebody, you say, boy, if I could get in there, I'd do it this way. And then after you get in there, you find a little bit different. So
yeah.
I don't know. I would want to trade positions with him or with any man in office. So it's a pretty tough job, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for
thank you.
Bye.
252-5615 is our phone number. Our line is open, and we're waiting for your call. Oh, I did have a couple letters here I could pass along to you while we're waiting for that next phone call. The one is addressed to Viewpoint from Lovell, Wyoming. Very briefly, I would like to comment on the man who called in saying long hair was a sign of communism, prejudice was a sign of communism. Anyone who didn't agree with him was a communist. Also, the one who called in after him to defend their long hair. This is a good example of the communication gap that exists in the country. The man was trying to make a very good point, but it was misunderstood, and he was shot down. I would like to try to get this point across because I feel it's a good point. I think he was saying that this is how you people sound to me. You are saying if young people use their freedom of expression to grow their hair long, they are communists, but there is no freedom of expression in communism. You're saying that people who are prejudiced are communists, but you don't feel that your anti-long-hair, anti-demonstrationist mind is prejudiced. And you're saying, in effect, that everyone should conform to your way of thinking, your way of dressing, your way of living, or they are communists. Yet most people will agree that freedom means being free to have your own opinions and being free to express them any way you wish, without the fear of being shot down as a communist. And it's called, or it isn't signed, it just says, thank you, a Lovell listener. That's, I think, really where the problem comes in. In the last line, it says, free to have your own opinions and being free to express them any way you wish without the fear of being shot down as a communist. Now, I think that's where we can find the question here. Free to express them any way you wish as long as it doesn't interfere with the freedom of another individual or the rights of another individual. That's where the problem comes in. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, I would like to give my impression on these long-haired people.
Okay, go ahead, you're on.
I noticed on TV last night where there are some business concerns in the East that are not going to hire men that have long, bushy hair and the beards and the sideburns. I think it's a good idea. Personally, I think there are some very handsome men under all that shrubbery, and I cannot understand what they're trying to cover, because I don't think it's becoming to any one of them, whether they're older or young. I even have seen men, older men, that wear sideburns. And to me, I think they look ugly, really.
Well, you remember they wore them in the roaring 20s.
Yes, but this is 1970, it isn't the...
What was it wrong then?
Well, apparently, a young girl wrote a letter to President Lincoln, told him that she thought he would look better without his beard.
Mm-hmm.
And he complied. He removed the beard. And I think there are so many of these young boys and young men that have their hair growing long, they can't tell whether they're going into a ladies' restroom or a men's restroom.
Mm-hmm.
When the police stop them and ask what they're doing in a certain area, I think it's rather amusing, really.
You might apply this same thing. I noticed in the paper last night, I think Roseanne Landers, a woman, wrote to complain that she is mistaken for a man so often. And one of the problems was her short hair. A policeman stopped her and asked her where she was going because she was going in the woman's restroom, and here, that's where she really belonged because he mistook her for a man. The same thing applies, I think. You can go back to the old cliche. Should you judge a book by its cover? That's really what you're doing with an individual.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, judge the book by its cover. I understand what you mean by that. But, nevertheless, these young people that are letting their hair go, some of them they have neat-looking beards. One of our reporters at the Gazette, he looks neat in his beard. It's a neatly kept beard, and it's becoming to him. But these young people that have these shaggy-looking hair, it's just a mess. They look like a rat's nest.
Well, I'll tell you, I agree with you, and I disagree with you, because I think it's the right of an individual, if that's the way they want to look, that's their prerogative. It's also the right of a company that if they don't want to hire them, they don't have to hire them.
True, I agree with you, but I feel very strongly that if I were in business, I certainly would not hire a long-haired, looking mess. I can tell you, I just wouldn't, because I think it's degrading to the society of the United States, the youth of the United States. I think it's the most deplorable thing that has happened. One of the most deplorable things, other than the rioting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's my opinion.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye.
252-5615 is our phone number. 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it's Thursday morning.
Viewpoint, good morning.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment on this walk here. You remember a few years ago when I said, I thought a man was wearing his beard to hide his lying face. The Roaring Twenties were not bearded. They had sideburns. But other than that, the hair was fairly short cropped. I think you're thinking of the 49ers.
Well, that might be, too.
Well,
she objected to the sideburns, too. She objected to the whole works.
I think they look rather attractive. In fact, I never minded. I think probably some of the kids started growing beards in defiance of the bearded professors in college that were a status quo, a dignified, and I think they tried to rip them down myself. I don't know, but this is the impression I got from them. And I never did like beards or mustaches. I can remember when my father had a mustache, and I always felt it was a coffee strainer and a soup strainer. thank you.
Thanks for coming. Oh, boy. 252-5615.
Play it safe. Don't take chances. Head for New Tread Tire Company during their Memorial Day Vacationer Sale. See the top import Toyo with a lifetime guarantee. 825 by 14 Blackwall, only $18.85 plus tax. Save on the Cyberlane 200 2 Plus 2 tire for a trouble-free ride. G78 by 14, only $28.85 plus tax. New Tread Tire Company is your Cyberlane, Michelin, Toyo, and BF Goodrich dealer. Featuring complete front-end work from shocks to wheel alignment. Bank AmeriCard and MasterCharge welcome at New Tread Tire Company, 2123 2nd Avenue North.
Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, I'd just like to call and see this lady that just called about the hair. First off, I think she's got a very biased opinion. I don't know what started it. And she said that if she had a business, she probably wouldn't hire anybody that looked like this. Well, she probably doesn't have a business for the same reason that she feels on these beards and hair.
Okay, anything else?
No, I guess that's about it.
Okay, thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Bye.
252-5615 is our phone number. I think you have 2 points here. First of all, it's the right of an individual, if he so desires, to let his hair grow long. Let it be as long as he likes. It's also the right of a company not to hire that individual if they so desire. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Gee, I was in the car yesterday. I'm not sure whether this is the station, but somebody called in about Dr. Ehrlich yesterday, and they did not get a lower grade because they did not go. They got extra credit if they went. And then a lady called in about...
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And a lady called in about an activity ticket.
Yes.
And the teachers do not get after the kids. My son didn't get one, and I know several other boys that didn't, and it just helps them to get into the games and to get the newspaper.
She was under the impression, I think there's an awful lot of pressure put on the kids to buy the activity ticket, whether they really wanted it or not.
Well, they can say no. There's no pressure put on them. Because I say my boy didn't. And he didn't have any pressure, and his grade wasn't lower than anything.
Okay, good enough. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye.
after 10 o'clock. Cook Radio's Viewpoint. Don't forget, we won't be here tomorrow from 10 until 10:55. We will return on Monday at 10. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, I'd like to talk about that lady that called about long hair.
All right.
Well, a lot of our presidents have long hair, and look at Abraham Lincoln. He had a beard and long hair. I don't know why she should dry it, because a lot of our presidents have had long hair, and they've done a lot for our country. And, well, a lot of the young kids are just following tradition. You know, we're going back in old times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else?
And that's about it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. 15 minutes after 10 on Cook Radio's Viewpoint. It's a Thursday morning. Let's see, I had another letter here that I never got around to reading. I'm not sure, I don't remember what this was. We'll get to it in a minute here. Good morning, Viewpoint.
I think we've had enough long hair. Although I want these Bible thumpers to remember how Christ is always depicted. In answer to the tapes that you ran a couple of times of Al Capps, I would like to read a short article from the current issue of Newsweek. Now, Al Capps' tape and opinion was based purely on prejudice. He didn't conduct any investigations that I know of before making it, but this is one that has come out after the investigation. The crack of rifle fire had scarcely died at Kent State University when newsmen began pouring onto the campus by the carload. Most of them stayed only a day or two, but even as they left, a team of seven experienced reporters from the night newspaper chain, six of them staffers at the Detroit Free Press, set up shop in a nearby motel and began to reconstruct the killing of four Kent State students by National Guardsmen. This week, after 10 days of intensive reporting, including some 400 separate interviews, their findings were published in a 25,000-word report that appeared in the Free Press and five other night newspapers. Although the report contains no surprising revelations, its vivid, detailed account of the Kent State tragedy draws some hard conclusions. The four student victims, the night team states, did nothing to justify their deaths. They threw no rocks, nor were they political. The report found no evidence to support guardsmen's charges that a sniper had fired at them and that their lives were endangered by student attacks. The guardsmen fired without orders to do so. It concludes, adding that they were poorly trained, inadequately equipped, and led by at least some officers of questionable judgment. The reporters failed to determine exactly how the shooting of the students began, but the evidence they present suggests the initiative probably came from a group of enlisted guardsmen. According to one member of the group, a 23-year-old machinist from Akron, the enlisted men later decided to stick to the same story that it was our lives or them. But he refused to go along and told his buddies he would tell the truth and agreed to be interviewed. I had my finger on the trigger and fired when the others did, the soldier said. I just didn't think about it. I just closed my eyes and shot. I didn't aim at anyone in particular. It was like an automatic thing. Everybody shot, so I shot. A guard major, 43-year-old Harry Jones, who was not far from the enlisted men when they fired, told the reporters he beat them on their helmets with his swagger stick to make them stop shooting. I hit so hard I broke the stick, he said. I had to run out in front. If I wouldn't have, they never would have stopped. Enlisted man David Rogers confirmed Jones' story. The major hit me so hard it made my ears ring, he recalled, and then coolly continued, I could see the kids fall. It didn't bother me at first either. I've been in my brother's wrecking truck out on wrecks and accidents. After the shooting, nobody talked about it, one guardsman told the night team, but others remember soldiers threw down their weapons and started to bawl. Captain William Reinhardt, a Lutheran pastor from Cleveland, began quoting Ecclesiastics to a young rifleman. A time to weep, he intoned. A time to mourn. This is the time.
Okay, I think our time's up. 252-5615 is our phone number if you'd like to call and participate. I think probably most people will agree that probably the most of the National Guardmen that were there were unqualified. They were young. I mean, they're scared to death. They don't want to be there. Good morning, Viewpoint.
And good morning. Them talking about our presidents that have long hair, I never knew them or saw them, but the pictures of them, they looked intelligent, and that's more than I can say for this, what we got now. And in Monterey, yesterday, they had done something that we, our government and our judges and stuff doesn't do. The fellas that out there, the union laborers said, well, if you want to cut your hair so decent, why you can't go to work? Well, then the unemployment backed them up. Said, if you don't go to work when you got a job, you can't go to work. You're physically able. You can't draw unemployment. And I think that's one step towards it. Otherwise, our government supports them, and the judge turns them loose. They can get dope. They can do anything they want to. It's all right. We got a bunch of phony judges. We got to get rid of them and start doing something ourselves. And I'm up for going up to labor now and see what I can get started about putting them phonies out of business, and somebody's got to do it.
Wait a minute. You don't think that they should be allowed to let their hair grow long?
No, if you're going to let your hair grow long, get out and get in a bunch where they belong among one another. We don't want them among us.
Why not? I mean, they're not really hurting anything for the most part.
No, well, why don't they go to work? Why don't they do something? All they do is ride around. Who finances them to go around the country to put on these marches? And who feeds them? They don't work. Where's that coming from?
Well, I don't know, but the thing we can't do here is classify all of them as one. Just like with adults, there are good and bad and everything. Now, I'm not saying everyone that has long hair is good. On the other hand, they're not all bad.
No, they're not all bad, but then they could kind of, you know, straighten up and be with the regular people and look decent. They look stupid. That,
she hasn't got their choice. If that's your opinion now that they look stupid, and that's entirely up to you. But if they want to let their hair grow long, this is a free country. Let the hair grow long.
Well, sure. But then us fellows that run jobs, I run jobs, fellas come out driving a foreign-made automobile. I said, well, you can't work for me driving that thing. He said, well, I will. I said, not work for me, you won't. Well, the business agent didn't like it, and he said something. I said, well, I don't have to put him to work.
That's right.
He said, well, I won't send you any men. I said, well, I can send to Denver and get men. I don't have to fool around here. This state here is going kind of haywire anyhow.
Well, that's the way it should be. It should be the prerogative of the person if he wants to let his hair grow long. It should also be up to that another individual if he doesn't want to hire him because of that long hair. This is a free country.
That's for sure. Now, that's why I say we're going to start something and just cut him off. Well, no, you can't work. We don't want to work with them. We won't have them on the job. Now, here's another thing.
One thing I'll have to disagree with you on before you go on is I don't think our judges are phony. I really shouldn't have let that go out over the air because I'm sure that many people don't agree with all of their decisions. But for the most part, they're in there doing the best of their ability.
There's a lot of them are very good men. I'll admit that. And they're doing a good job. But we've got a lot of them that are not doing and do not want to do. And it depends on who the person is that's being convicted, what they'll do to him. That isn't the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this thing here is complaining about people leaving this state to go to work. Well, here this sugar mill right down here sent three men from Denver, Colorado, up here to take three big key jobs and laid off some men that had been there for a good many years.
That's all right. The state does the same thing. They just hired a man from Long Beach, California, to be president of Montana State University, so they don't have a kick in the world coming.
No, they don't. And why does the state kick in the Chamber of Commerce?
I don't know.
Well, that's your luck.
I thank you for calling, Joseph.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll continue with Viewpoint in 1 minute.
How do you like this? I'm standing here with the Achilles and Frank microphone and a bird lands on it.
Yeah, man, like tweet. Now, listen, I got to tell the people about Gasomat gasoline. That's why I landed on your microphone. See, Gasomat is a high-quality gasoline for low prices. The self-service stations save you time and money, you see? And that's why I landed, and now I'm flying off. I'll see you.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, who's going to clean up this microphone?
In Billings, you'll find Gasomat, 4562 South State Avenue, selling regular and premium gasoline at the lowest prices in town. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, we've been talking about here this morning, and I heard the other day that it's coming to town this fall, and I really think it's shameful. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. 252-5615 is our phone number. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, I'm not on right now.
You're on the air. That's a tape delay you're listening to.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'd like to say that the young people are doing something to help our environment. And it shows us, we get this weekly messenger, Current Science, and it shows in that a group of students from Wilson Middleton School are having campaigns and improving and preserving their environment. And they ask if they wonder if this environment interest will continue. And from another magazine, I have the question, will the movement end? And it says, after it's all over, then what? And Philip Tubman, a Stanford University student, is hopeful student interest will continue. Judging by response, it looks like we've got something going here that won't stop. No one can afford to have it stop, not really.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling.
You bet.
252-5615 is our phone number. Give us a call. It's a Thursday morning, and remember, Viewpoint will not be on the air tomorrow morning. We will return on Monday at 10. Waiting for your phone call. That's it. Keep us busy. Good morning, Viewpoint. Would you go ahead, please? 252-5615 is our phone number. 25 minutes after 10, and well, let's see what else is happening this morning. Well, the man says not quite so warm today. We did receive a letter from Shepard. Dear Dan, it looks as if the right-wingers are taking over your program. Unless you want to be fair with everybody, I think you should take it off the air again. I also think you should keep John Spiro Kent off your program. I also think when you play tapes, you should say who gave them to you. From a listener in Shepard. Do you or John Kent have any boys fighting in Vietnam? No, as a matter of fact, I don't. I have two sons. One, is 11, and the other is 7. 252-5615 is our phone number if you'd like to call and participate. Good morning, Viewpoint.
I think you need to, tell people that there is a time delay. And
I think that's rather obvious.
Well, yeah. But some people, I've been listening to it, and they ask, if they're on the air or not. And I don't think they realize this. Also, I think if it's at all possible, that the show itself ought to be, elongated or whatever to let all these letters and stuff like that be read. Other than that, I think the program's great.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
252-5615. 27 minutes after 10, waiting for your phone call. We try to read most of the letters that come in regard to Viewpoint. We get usually one or two a day, depending on the previous day's program, generally. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, good morning. I want to come back to that heated discussion with this one gentleman. I think the point that he was trying to put across, that when a person is unemployed, he can get a job by merely cutting his hair. He should be obligated to get a cut and take the job rather than to stay on the unemployment.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good point. Maybe I missed what the gentleman was trying to get across there. 252-5615. Give us a call. It's a Viewpoint. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to rediscuss the idea of people categorizing. I think you made a point a while ago, and I think it's our national tendency to categorize people right away. In other words, people with long hair, bang, they're bad. Doctors, they're bad. You find one, you find a policeman, he's bad. All policemen are bad. This is a tendency, I think, to, like I say, put everybody in a category right at once, which we ought to take time and wait and see. It isn't the long hair or it isn't being a policeman or what makes it bad. It's the individual. The whatever the individual should happen to do, that's up to him. And if like you say, if the people want to fire somebody with long hair, when the movie was here, it may be made here, they hired a lot of people with long hair and beards and stuff like that because that's what they wanted.
Right.
But if they don't want them, that's their right.
Their freedom really exists on both sides. If they want the long hair, fine. And if they don't want to hire them because of the long hair, that's fine.
Yeah. And there's no reason. harking back to a time when I thought girls were cute, and,
Like when?
Oh, well, this is some 20 years ago or so.
You don't think they're cute now?
I wouldn't say they measure up to the standards of what I thought was cute 20 years ago, going to school, you know. When I was going to school, of course, now this has been, let's say, over 20 years since I've been out of school, but, what's going to school now, what you see around the streets, I have a daughter going to school. She wants to go along with the crowd. We dress her and fix her hair and well, we think it's nice, and that doesn't go along with the crowd, so she doesn't like it. She wants to conform to what everybody else is doing.
Well, don't you think, though, the times change?
Oh, yes, times change.
Just like it was probably much different 20 years before you went to school.
Oh, undoubtedly it was.
I really think the girls are just as cute now as they were 20 years ago.
Well,
depending, of course, on how you look at the individual, cuteness is probably only so deep, don't you think, like beauty?
Yeah. Of course, if you take up, like I picked up the school yearbook from 26 years ago, and it's, it looks a lot different. They don't look the same as they did at that time. You might say they, it's like picking up an old picture, like, you see a picture of somebody back in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, now that was strange, but of course then that was the end thing. That was the way to look. And, of course, like I say, that's my own personal opinion, but I won't categorize.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Goodbye. Good to hear some new voices on the program this morning. We'll continue with Viewpoint from KOOK Billings in 1 minute.
You're mowing the soft new grass. It really feels like spring. It's a great day for a great beer. Great Falls Select. It's the perfect refreshment for a day like this. Clear, bright, fresh tasting. Great Falls Select. Try one. It's your kind of beer. And Great Falls Select.
Brooks Weinhardt Company in Portland. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, I went to the University of New Mexico this year. And on this long hair business, well, we elected a long haired president. And I don't know, I was pretty skeptical of him at first. But after he got going, I don't know, he's great. You can't judge. You can't judge a book by its cover.
How long was his hair? You know, there's quite a bit of difference between long hair and long hair.
Well, it was long.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably about all below shoulder length.
Mm-hmm. But after he got in there, you felt that he did a pretty good job, huh?
Yes, he has. He's come out very well.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye. 27 minutes until 11 o'clock. It's a Thursday morning. Viewpoint, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Dan. They were talking about Ehrlich and teachers requiring the children to go hear him. My son was under the impression also that he must go and see him, or it was going to be a loss of grade. However, after talking to the teacher, they had decided that, I guess that they'd been a little bit dogmatic, and they allowed them to do experiments or something to make up for the grade that they would have lost or not gotten for not having gone. So, I mean, each teacher maybe has had a different, has given the impression to the children something different in each school. Last night I went to Laurel to hear a gentleman by the name of A.J. Hallowell, who is the national director for the Association to Preserve Our Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And, you know, we've heard an awful lot about the fact that they will never take our arms or our handguns or et cetera. In the Congressional Record on June 17, 1968, talking for Senate Bill 7373, there was a gentleman who said, "I favor and I have favored the registration of all firearms, but I believe that it is basically a state function and that the various states should accept this responsibility, not place it on the shoulders of the federal government. As far as handguns are concerned, it is my belief that they should not only be outlawed, as they are in the bill passed by the Senate, but the most serious consideration should be given to restricting their use to law enforcement authorities or other persons qualified to use them in the line of duty." This gentleman was Mike Mansfield, who had made this statement. I wonder how many people are aware that they now have before the House a bill by Representative Mitzah, a Democrat from Illinois. He's introduced House Resolution 16250 to outlaw all handguns. Now, the interesting thing about this, Dan, is that the bill, if you read it and compare it to the Soviet Union, and it was carried in one of the rifle magazines, the gentleman showed it, is identical. But at the same time, with a dateline from one of the eastern seaboard states, and I can't read it because it's kind of blotted out here, a Russian Olympic team marksman visiting in Coos Bay said all Russian students down to the age of 14, 40 million of them, are being issued rifles and ammunition in a crash program of combat and marksmanship readiness. It's kind of interesting that they have suddenly found the need. It's interesting also, too, that John Kennedy called attention to the amendment to the Constitution, which stated that we each, that a well-regulated militia, the security of the nation, and the right of each citizen to keep and bear arms. He said this was an important declaration of our basic civilian and military relationships, in which every citizen must be ready to participate in the defense of his country. For that reason, I believe the Second Amendment will always be important. I hope that people will take the time to read and find out just what's happening here. And remember, also, that in Nazi Germany, they had a gun law, and that they issued the guns then later to the insane or to the people in prisons. Do you know that your own gun law that was passed here 2 years ago includes this same statement? That in case of certain instances, we will do this?
Okay, our time's up.
All we need is to have it on the books. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you. 252-5615 is our phone number. 24 minutes until 11 o'clock. Waiting for your phone call. Good morning, here's your point.
Yes, I'd like to say that not only the long hair is affecting our students' grades, but also the being able to have a car is dropping the grade, a student's grade point by 1 point.
Do you think the long hair has... He hung up before I was finished. I suppose it's all right. 252-5615 is our phone number if you'd like to call and participate. 23 minutes until 11 o'clock. Quickly now, give us a call and keep us busy. Weatherman says we'll have a high today of around 65 degrees. If you're headed out somewhere for the Memorial Day weekend, please drive carefully. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, you know, you were talking about the right of an officer not to, or the building not to, a person's not to hire people because of their hair and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does the, doesn't the Negro problem kind of fall in there, too?
It probably does to some extent. You mean as to whether they have the right to hire them or not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any correlation there?
I don't know. Really, I think if an individual owns a business, really, he should be able to hire who he pleases. Isn't that part of our freedom? I realize what they have done with this thing. They've changed it. But, I mean, just like it's an individual's right to let his hair grow long if he wants. It should be an individual's right that is running a business to hire who he sees fit.
I kind of agree with you, but the law is passed, and civil rights, I think, could kind of cover this idea of mm-hmm. discriminating against long hairs.
Well, yeah, it gets kind of touchy, and I guess somebody else makes the decisions on something like that. Really, a person, they discriminate against various races, and they don't hire them because of the color of their skin, and if they're qualified, they are legally obligated to. Isn't that right?
Sure, and I think the same people could qualify except for length of hair. I know quite a few pretty intelligent people that are long hairs.
Oh, I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. It's like the individual that called a few minutes ago said they elected a president of the class as he had long hair. But he was skeptical of him, but he turned out to be a good president. So you can catch a person by their looks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 252-5615 is our phone number. Give us a call. It's 20 minutes until 11. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Good morning. I'd like to change the subject along the long hair bit.
Okay, good.
I'm calling concerning these dogs that the business people have as watchdogs to protect their place of business.
Mm-hmm.
There are a great many of them who have large dogs and mistreat them by putting them in a small shelter and feed them once a day so it will help help the dog stay vicious so he would be alert, and if someone should try to break in, they're, in my opinion, being cruel to animals.
Have you called the Humane Society on something like this?
No, I haven't.
That would be the thing to do. I'll have them check it out.
Mm-hmm. That's my opinion is for the morning.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
252-5615. One thing has been brought up to us, a good point, I feel, in regard to hiring a person and, taking into consideration the length of their hair, the color of their skin. A person can change his hair, but he cannot change the color of his skin. Something to think about. A person can change his hair, but he can't change the color of his skin. Give us a call, won't you? 252-5615.
Good morning, Viewpoint.
Are you Mr. Miller?
Yes, sir.
How is everything down Fifth and Vine?
I haven't been there for a while. I guess they're still kicking.
Yes. The one from the left center, yes.
Right.
Well, cut me off if I get... I've got 2 minutes, I think, and I can visit a little and get in my quip. May I?
Certainly. Go ahead.
Be your guest or be my guest?
Either one.
Oh, good.
As long as we get it on.
Good. All right. Well, I'm going ahead. Now,
are you going back to Cincinnati?
I'm figuring on taking a trip this summer. I feel good.
Is that right?
Sure. Cincy, yeah. Well, Mr. This is to the audience or to you or anybody that's listening. Now, to the religionist, the tourist, and the moralist. The concept of this Christus that everybody is so worships so fervently, doesn't he have long hair? Please contradict me if I'm wrong. Doesn't the disciples and the apostles, the concept, of course there was no cameras in them days, don't they have long hair? And it's for this union man that got on the air and blasted and blasted and blasted and blasted. What is it the union got to do how you look as long as you do the work? I'm getting tired, Dan, of this year blabbity blabbity blab blab blabbity blab blab blab. Thank you kindly.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling. Bye. 252-5615. 18 minutes until 10. Several people have, in regard to the conversation in long hair, several people have brought up the fact that Christ had long hair. I'm not sure that we really know what he looks like. Someone drew a picture of him, but I'm not sure we're really accurate on that, are we? Good morning, Viewpoint.
Good morning, Dan. It's my opinion that most of these people objecting to long hair are bald. I wonder if you'll have to check the facts on this, but I think it's the number of people you hire that makes the difference as to whether or not you can use your own judgment about it. If you hire less than, let's say, something like 8 or 6 people, the hiring, the choice is up to you. But if you hire a big number of people, like a factory, or if you're working on government orders or that sort of thing, you're not allowed to discriminate.
A certain percentage has to be of another race of some kind.
Well, there's I don't know what the law is. I've never had occasion to check into it, but I believe that you'll find that it's similar to that, that it's the number of people that you hire that governs whether you have the choice or not. And being a woman, I'd like to point out that they're not allowed to discriminate by sex anymore either. If you hire over a certain number of people, that women should have a chance for the jobs too.
Okay, thank you for calling. Bye. Someone else just brought up an interesting point here. Christ and the apostles were conformists. They wore sandals and they had long hair like everyone else in their day. That's a good point, Dr.
That it is. Ken? That it is.
They were just like everyone else.
Right.
Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, good morning. About the lady that called up about the dog that that they said they were mistreating the dog.
Mm-hmm.
That way they were keeping for the people to check the places. Well, I know a place where they take pretty good care of the dog and they feed it pretty good and the kids will come up and pet it and it's pretty nice. And it's nice to know that, it's probably nice for the man to know that he'll have some bit to protect his place, but I don't think he'd harm the little children, and I think he takes pretty good care of them.
Okay, good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Our line is open, 252-5615. It's been a busy morning, John.
Sounds that way, Dan.
Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, Dan, you know, you were talking about Jesus, and we don't really know what he looked like. I think this is very accurate. Also, you must remember that Jesus was what they called a Nazarite. And this is the mark of a people called out to be the Holy One. And one of the most famous, of course, was Samson. But in the New Testament, if you remember, Paul admonished the people that the times had passed, Jesus had been crucified, and that we were to be mortified. Therefore, long hair was a sin to a man. The context here has to be watched in the fact that this is what he was referring to in Corinthians when he was admonishing the people to straighten their lives and their ways out instead of worshiping many gods. And one of these things that they were having an argument about in their church was whether they should have long hair or not. And he said, "Doth not nature even itself teach you that long hair is a sin for man, but for a woman it is a natural covering?" And the important part about this was that this was a religious thing, called out. They were holy men, and this is what a Nazarite was, and this is what Jesus was. And his followers, not all of them, did have long hair. They were his followers, and those that were Nazarites, yes. That's the important distinction there.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Dan tossed this up just strictly for something to think about. The Holy Bible has been quoted a great deal on our program, A Viewpoint, and it's been quoted as the Word of God, no argument. I sometimes wonder if some of the items that are contained within the Bible, especially in the Old Testament and somewhat in the New Testament, weren't just a set of rules that they could govern the people by. And what better way to lay down guidelines from one individual to another than through the Holy Bible at that given time in history, when the population was conceivably a lot smaller than that of a major metropolitan area.
Good morning, Viewpoint.
Good morning. You know, this conversation's been going along pro and con on long hair. I heard someone say, well, Jesus is pictured as always being long hair, but there's no documentation again in the Bible and of that, and it's drawn as a, you might say, as a romantic picture imagined. So that I don't believe there's any more documentation for that than there is to many of the statements made in Newsweek, which is an extremely liberal or left-wing publication, and is so recognized by most everyone who reads both sides of the picture throughout the country. As far as the riots in Kent and those so-called poor students that were having this difficulty, we saw a picture in the Billings Gazette, which was put out through a national news service, showing one of the slain laying on the ground in a puddle of blood, and a very horrified and anguished-looking long-haired girl bending over him. And the caption of the picture was such as to lead everyone to believe they were students. And later in the same week, buried in the back page of the paper, there was a picture of a 15-year-old runaway that was found in Cleveland living with a bunch of hippies and returned to her home. And she was the one that was pictured in the news media. So actually, there's a bunch of bums that's around stirring up this trouble. These are not students. I can't understand what's wrong with the students that are there after an education. Why, they themselves don't roll up their sleeves and clean house. Because, after all, the right to burn, destroy property, and all of that is not a right. That is a crime. And that's what we have the National Guardsmen and our police force for. The National Guardsmen did not come in uninvited. They came in because the normal police forces were not adequate.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling. We'll continue with Viewpoint in 1 minute. What's your pleasure, getting the family into a sports car or getting a sporty family car? What's your pleasure, a coach drawn by four horses or a new sports satellite pulled by a herd of horses? At Limitbakes GTX and Roadrunner, that's no bray, just fast. Make your way to Billings Chrysler Plymouth at 1532 Grand Avenue and see why. Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, I'd like to just say that I don't feel as if I have to go to church this Sunday. For the last 3 or 4 days, I think I've heard a whole hour of it.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Gee, I don't think it's been that bad. Have you, John?
Maybe I'll go to church.
Well, I think you've been here for the whole thing.
No, I haven't been here for
that. Good morning, Viewpoint. Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I am here.
Yes, you are.
I was wondering, I got a letter in the mail the other day about just birth control thing to donate to it?
I'm not sure of what you're talking about. Population explosion, possibly something like that?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Well, they're teaching this in school, birth control and everything, and I have a daughter in senior high, and they feel that they aren't even supposed to have children. They probably and I know some families in Billings here that have as much as 15 children, and they're still going strong.
Mm-hmm. So,
Just don't do anything about that, or nobody says anything about things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, what is it you're saying? That you don't think they should be teaching this in school, is that it?
No, not exactly. But I think it's very unfair. And
you don't think they should be made aware of a situation like this?
I think the ones that have that are overpopulated should be made aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that something should be done about them.
Like what?
Well, it has to start families while others can't have any.
But that hasn't come about that no one can have any youngsters yet.
They're just making him aware of it, you see.
Yes, I think this is where it should be while they're still in school. I don't see how they could be teaching the youngsters not ever to have any children when they get married.
Well, not exactly that, but they're making them so conscious of the conditions of the world.
You think they're going a little overboard, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else this morning?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
252-5615 is our phone number.
I'd like to remind you that when you do call in and we do answer the telephone, you are on the air. What you are hearing in the background is a 12-second delay.
About a 12-second delay, right.
If you do call in, it might help a little bit if you turn your radio down so you could not hear the conversation, because this becomes, I know to me, if I'm listening to a time delay and trying to continue with my own thought, it becomes very confusing. So if you're going to call, you just might turn your radio down just a little bit to facilitate perhaps a little better conversation, and you won't get caught with a delay.
Good morning, Viewpoint.
Yes, good morning. Just a quickie here. The word Nazarite is derived from the verb that denotes a separate and signifies that one, male or female, is especially consecrated to God. The Nazarite took a vow by which his life for a certain time would be devoted to the Lord. The Nazarite law was one of the legislations of Sinai, by which he was forbidden to drink wine or strong drink. His hair must remain uncut, it being the product of his body that is devoted to God. And he had to keep himself ceremonially clean. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
I think one other interesting thing out of the conversation we just heard, Dan, was it was legislation. And I think this bears a lot of weight in the interpretation of the Bible as it is today. Go ahead.
Good morning. Viewpoint.
Yeah, I'd like to know what you think about this. Congress has banned prayers in classrooms, and now, and before every one of their sessions, they have a prayer before they meet. I'd like to know what you think of that.
Mm-hmm. My own personal opinion?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't think it does any harm. They've been doing it that way for years, and I don't see what we accomplish by taking it out of the schools. If this was a big time-consuming project where everyone was compelled to participate, then you might have a point. I don't think they ever were. If they didn't want to participate in the prayer, which probably, what, takes maybe 60 seconds?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think it harms a thing.
Well, what do you think of them banning it in school and then having it before their sessions?
Well, it was never brought up to ban it in the sessions of Congress.
I mean, then they have... I mean, here's what I mean.
I see what you're talking about, to outlaw it in the school and yet continue to do it themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Let me think about it for a while. Thanks for calling.
Right, thank you.
Our time's up on Viewpoint. John, did you have a real quick statement?
Yes, I was going to say the young man has got a good point on that.
Do as I say,
not as I do. Right.
Have a good day. Good morning.